We welcome all of you here to Calvary Church to remember a life lived well, Lori Quaranta, and also to celebrate the God that she loved. On behalf of her daughter, Lindsay, and Steve, Izzy, and Karen, and all of the siblings, Linda, Lonnie, Lewis, Lauren, and Lisa, we're just glad you're here to be a part of this occasion and to find comfort in our Lord. In Psalm 42, we read, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go to meet with you? My tears have been my food, night and day. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." In Psalm 116, we read, "I love the Lord, for he heard my voice, he heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him all the days of my life. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the simple-hearted. When I was in great need, he saved me. Be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Lori and thank you for the life of faith and love that she lived in our presence. And thank you for the great hope that she had put a lasting trust in Jesus, and she has been welcomed into heaven. We ask that you would grant this family and these friends your peace, that the comfort of the Holy Spirit and the ministry of Jesus our Lord and the Father's care from heaven would be ours. Meet with us this day, we pray, and let us experience the peace that comes through Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. I invite you to take the hymn book in front of you and turn to hymn 202. A very familiar hymn in the church is Amazing Grace, speaking of this love of Jesus beyond measure. And I'm going to ask that you stand with me as we sing verses 1, 2, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 4, and 5 of hymn 202. Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet thy sound.
teaching. Please be seated. When thinking of Lori's life, I think of that one verse that we sang, through many dangers, toils, and snares. Life hasn't always been easy with the physical problems that Lori faced, but grace carried her through, and God's grace carried her through in the very end. Would like you to see in your bulletin on the back page your scripture passages, some of these that were very meaningful to Lori. As a matter of fact, these first three she held on to in her days of trial. I would like to read these for you. Deuteronomy 31:6 reads, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Psalm 89, verses 15 through 16, "Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exult in your righteousness." And also in Psalm 91, verses 1 through 2, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." These scriptures in time of need bring hope and keep us from despair. And may these that Lori held dear be dear to you as well. I'm going to invite Lonnie Pacelli, Lori's brother, to come forward and offer the eulogy.
So in the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey was having some difficulty with his business dealings. His uncle had $8,000 that he left in a newspaper that he misplaced, that Mr. Potter, when he got the paper, saw the $8,000 and didn't tell George about it. George was incredibly distraught through this whole thing. And he went to a bar and got drunk, and he attempted to kill himself. It was that time that his guardian angel, Clarence, showed up and jumped into the water. I think most of you probably know this movie. He jumped in the water, and he went ahead and had George actually rescue him. He then took George on this journey of what life would be like had he never been around, had George never shown up. And George was able to see through his lifetime all of the people that he touched. And one of the funniest parts in that movie was when George's wife, Mary, you know, George kept asking, "Where's Mary? Where's Mary?" And he said, "Mary became an old maid." It's okay to laugh. I mean, come on. You got to help me out here a little bit. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you when things are going to be funny. So you got to help me out here a little bit, okay? This isn't the easiest thing in the world to do. But Mary became an old maid, and she was working in the library, and George ran up to her, and she was panic-stricken. She didn't know who he was. So George touched a lot of lives. 24 years ago, almost to the day, Lori had an aneurysm, and I was talking with Izzy about it this morning. She had an aneurysm, and the doctors told Izzy that she wouldn't make it until morning. She had less than a 10% chance of survival. Lori survived, and amazingly, there were hardly any side effects other than a little bit of short-term memory loss issues that Lori had. It's those 24 years that I want us to focus on, because 24 years ago, Lori wasn't supposed to be here. Lori lived another 24 years. And I want to just imagine amongst yourselves, what would life have been like had Lori not lived 24 years ago? And if you'd gone those 24 years without having Lori there, God chose to take her chose not to take her. He didn't take her when he could have very easily taken her. So, gosh, you know, how do you talk about Lori? Probably the first thing is if you own stock in Starbucks, you want to sell it. Because Lori's not going to go there asking for a triple grande, no foam, three sugar in the raw latte. Like she would, and I know that because I saw her drink when she was staying with me. I saw her drink them every single day. And when she was in the hospital, I would stop at Starbucks and make sure that she had a triple grande, no foam, three sugar in the raw latte. But I had to get decaf because the first day I got caffeinated for her and she was just shaking like a leaf. So we got her decaf and she still enjoyed it. Lori, about 6 years ago, spent 3.5 weeks up in Seattle with me and my family. My wife is Patty and my son Trevor and my daughter Brianna. And she took on a challenge to learn how to develop websites and how to do something completely different in her life. And she would sit at my dining room table for 10 to 12 hours a day, learning something from scratch. She thought she knew a lot about the internet and stuff like that because, you know, she can go on eBay and things like that. I'm like, oh, Lori. I actually looked at an email that I sent her, and I warned her. I says, Lori, this is going to be really, really tough. Right? And then she reminded me, hey, I survived an aneurysm. Don't tell me about tough. Okay, you got me there. But she got really, really good at all of this internet stuff. She got so good, and it was funny because we would sit there, and I would go through one of these sessions with her, and she would just be, like, absolutely drained. And I says, Lori, you're looking at me like I've got a third eye right now. And that just became this running joke between us, that whenever I would talk to her about something and she didn't quite understand it, I would say, Lori, do I have a third eye on my forehead right now? She's like, yeah, you do. I'm like, okay, let's go through it again. But she got really, really good at this stuff. And she actually got so good at it that she was better than me, that I ended up calling her for advice on some things to do. And to prove how good she got, go home and go on Google or Bing. I like to say Bing because that's a Seattle thing. She would go on there and do a search on takeout pizza. Okay, pretty popular term. Now, you would expect Domino's, Pizza Hut, you know, all the big chains to come up. A website that she developed for Giovi's Pizza here locally comes up number 2. And consistently, and I would always refer to that whenever somebody was talking about Lori, I'd say, go look at takeout pizza, right? And that'll tell you how good she got at this stuff. And it's amazing because she didn't know anything about it beforehand. Lori had this way about her. She would walk into a room, and the first thing that you noticed was this external beauty that she had. And she was just like her brother that way. Her younger brother. But once you saw that external beauty, then you saw the inner beauty that Lori had. And it was just this glowing about her. She was just very unpretentious. I mean, you knew exactly what you were getting with Lori. And she was a very, very sincere person. And she was just an absolute joy to be around. And you also saw this wonderful strength that she had. And it wasn't always obvious at first, but boy, when she was faced with a challenge, she was not going to back down. She was absolutely going to take it head on, and she was going to do something about it. So I want us to think for a minute about, so what life wouldn't have been like had we lost Lori 24 years ago. So, Lindsay, when I look at you, I see your mom. She has this wonderful, you have this wonderful outward beauty. You have her eyes, right? They're like owl eyes. And something I've seen in you over these last months is this incredible inner strength that you have as well. And I've seen you do things that women twice your age would never be able to do. And I saw how you nursed and you nurtured, and I knew it was killing you on the inside, Lindsay, but you were being so strong for your mom. It was just amazing. I was absolutely in awe of you in watching how you were. Now, if God does decide, Gary, that you are going to be the one for Lindsay, I'm her uncle. And I got a friend of a friend, okay? as does her father, and does the 8 zillion other Karantas that live around here. Okay. You know, Izzy, I would have never thought 24 years ago that you would have turned into Dr. Doolittle. You go over to Izzy's house, and there are animals everywhere. There's dogs and cats, and it's like, oh, a sewer rat. Let's come take care of it. Oh, look, it's a viper. Let's bring it in. Let's feed it, but don't keep it around the sewer rat because they don't get along that well. But Izzy, if I think about how you've become a better man, there's just way too many things for me to even imagine saying. You are better in every way. And Lori prepared you for Karen. And I've gotten to know Karen over the last few months. Karen, you are a wonderful woman. And how you came together and how you were a family to Lori was absolutely amazing. And it's exactly what Lori wanted, and it's exactly what she needed. Steve, what can I say about you? Over the past years, I've grown to love you as every bit the brother-in-law that you are to me. And you will always be my brother-in-law. Lori has made you a much better man. She's made me a much better man. And that's something I told you as soon as, right after I found out Lori died. I said, Lori made both of us better men. And you can think of countless ways that she did that. And in every way imaginable, you're a man that loves the Lord. You're a man that follows him. You're a man that is seeking his strength right now. And I love seeing that in you. And there's so many other people in this room, Bernadette, Marlene, Lisa, Elaine. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Lori has touched you in some way over these last 24 years. Had Lori not been here 24 years ago, think about all of the things that George Bailey would have experienced had he never been born. And those are the things that we need to love and the things that we need to remember about Lori. So there's three things that I think Lori would want you to know. The first one is, take calculated risks and be a better person. Lori took calculated risks. Lori, in starting her new business, knew nothing about it. She trusted in me, and I trusted in her. And it was something that most people in this room wouldn't even think about trying to do. And she did it, and she did it so well. The second thing is, make others better. Think about how Lori touched each one of you. Think about how she made you better. And pay that forward. Make her better. The third thing, Lori died of lung cancer. Lori was also a smoker for a good portion of her life. I remember Lori smoking when she was 14 years old. If you've got a pack of cigarettes in your pocket or purse, or if you have any substance abuse issue, now's the day to stop. Now is the day to stop. I know there's some of you that I'm making uncomfortable by saying that. I've got one word to say to that. Good! I want you to be uncomfortable. Don't let Lori's death be in vain. If you go and light up, you've forgotten everything that Lori tried to teach you. So in my last 15 minutes with Lori that I spent in the hospital, we talked about things. I mean, Lori and I, she came out to Vegas when I was out there on a conference, and I hate gambling. So I would do Bible study in the casino. I was the weirdest guy there. But she came out there, and we had a couple of wonderful dinners there. We went to see Cirque du Soleil, and actually one of the pictures that you saw last night was Lori and I in a restaurant in Las Vegas. We spent time in Myrtle Beach together. She was up in Seattle 4 times. And it was always just wonderful memories. My kids have terrific memories of Lori. My wife got to know Lori very well when Lori stayed with us for 3+ weeks. And they became very close. Lori, we were talking about things, and Lori said, you know, when I'm good enough, I want to come back to Seattle. And I want to sit on your balcony, and I want to ride on your boat. Now, I just bought a boat in August. And I said, Lori, My boating skills know no favorites. I will crash into a dock with you just like I would with anybody else, because I crashed into a dock plenty of times trying to learn how to dock that stupid thing. The other thing I did was she really wanted to sit on my balcony because I have a waterfront view. So I took a picture of Lori and I put it on a chair on my balcony. So she's sitting out on my balcony now. And it's just, for me, when I asked Patty to do that, my wife, she kind of looked at me like, okay. But she did it. So Lori's sitting out on my balcony now. And she'll probably be there for the rest of my life. So I want you to go away for a second because I just want to talk to Lori. Lori, I just want to thank you for making me a better man. The 24 years that you were given on this earth have changed my life, just like it's changed everybody else's life in here. Okay, I'm sure every one of you can think about what Lori has done in that 24 years that has helped you. And Lori, it's not goodbye, it's see you later. Those are the last words that Lori and I said to each other. And I absolutely love you, big sis.